Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday, baby.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday.
Well, extra pep in Danny's step as he's getting on a plane to go to New York City for emo night in New York.
The Big Apple.
He is going to make all of Manhattan sad.
Oh, boy.
Just with my presence.
Yes, just the moment you touch down and end up in Times Square, people will start crying.
Let's get to our contestant. It's Matt from Puyallup. Matt, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. I am your host, Taryn. And Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Matt will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What is the maximum score in a single game of 10-pin bowling?
300.
Correct. What is the most intelligent land animal after humans?
Chimpanzee?
No.
Gorilla?
No.
Monkey?
No. Which two countries share the longest international border?
United States and Mexico?
No.
Pass.
Which sport is known as the beautiful game?
Tennis?
No.
Oh, pass.
Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
58.
No.
Repeat the question.
Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
58. No, I don't pass.
What is the origin country of the mojito?
Mexico?
No.
Pass. Good Lord.
Matt.
That was awful.
You are number one in my heart.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do think my questions were a little hard this round.
Were they?
Danny, you don't think so?
No.
I guess we'll find out when
Matt,
Steve enters.
Matt also told me that he knows all of the cheat sheet answers for the 750 beat mig, so I think you should have waited, dude.
Oh, man. Steve, are you ready? Yeah, Danny, let's go! What is the maximum score in a single game of 10-pin bowling?
300.
Correct. What is the most intelligent land animal after humans?
A golden doodle.
No.
A monkey?
No.
A gorilla?
No. What two countries share the longest international border?
Canada and the United States of America.
That is correct. Which sport is known as the beautiful game?
That is football.
No.
Oh, soccer?
Yes. Jerry Cantrell was born this week in 1966, making him how old today?
I just saw this, too. He's 59.
He is. What is the origin country of the mojito?
That is Cuba.
It is. Who played George Costanza on Seinfeld?
Jason Alexander.
Correct. In what
and
early...
not the Jason Alexander that married Britney Spears for a half a second.
In what early 70s year did the Beatles officially break up?
Early 70s. 71.
No.
70.
Yes. Washington is the United States' leading producer of what fruit?
Cherries.
No.
Apples?
Yes. The Vetter Cup is a baseball matchup between the Mariners and what other team?
The San Diego Padres.
That is correct. Steve Miggs, you got 9 correct, which is a win. 9-1. Sorry, Matt.
It's all good.
It's all good in the hood.
9-1.
Yeah.
That was a spanking.
He needed a 650
cheat
sheet.
I'm the best.
He did.
I'm the best.
It all depends. I mean, sometimes the questions go in your favor. That was not the case today for Matt, apparently.
Okay, but there's always another opportunity.
Absolutely, at 7:50.
And the most intelligent land animal after humans is the elephant.
Yeah.
The elephant.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an elephant up close?
Yeah. I mean, like, as a child at the zoo.
I saw it recently with taking Tatum to the zoo, and it was just like, it's just, it's magical. I don't know what else to say. It's just like, you know, it reminds you of just being a kid, seeing,
of
like,
course.
Cartoons or things on the show, and you just never think you're going to see something like that so up close and personal. You just realize just how freaking big it is.
I mean, when we watch The Jungle Book, the elephants are our favorite.
Yes.
They're the best.
The Daily Migs Show.
When were you at a show and that show ended up being cut short? 206-803-ROCK. We're asking this because the power went out on Journey this past Friday night in Houston. They were right in the middle of pretty much their biggest hit, Don't Stop Believin'.
Pretty much, absolutely their biggest hit.
And the crowd didn't know what happened, but this is how they handled it.
Imagine if you're there, you're thinking that their band did this on purpose because it's like the ultimate sing-along song.
Like, you guys, your turn.
They probably didn't realize that the drum riser underneath the drum riser, it was on fire.
So crazy.
Yeah. They're still going.
I guess this is what happens when the lights go down in the city.
Oh, that was a singer.
Gotcha. Oh, they hit that high note, though.
Honestly, if I'm the band, I'd have goosebumps while that's going on.
Oh,
even though you're
yeah.
probably like in a moment of panic. In the, and then they just waved awkwardly at the crowd like, yeah, that wasn't a sing-along. We have no more power.
So nobody was injured, thank goodness. But it led us to want to ask our rockaholics about this. When have you been to a show where it was cut short? 206-803-ROCK. And we do have Ryan Castle in the house, too, who has a story to contribute.
I've been to one or two shows in my day.
Yes.
We actually had our own show that we did on Fort Lauderdale Beach. Probably this was summer of 2002. And the band Saliva was one of the bands that played at the show because it was 2002.
Click, boom.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So I'm standing maybe 10 feet from the drum riser off the side of the stage. We had made the mistake of selling bottled beer at the show, and it's on Fort Lauderdale Beach. So what happened was, so people were throwing stuff at the stage for the entire show, and this was like an all-day festival. At this point, somebody filled a beer bottle with sand from the beach,
geez.
Threw it at the stage. It hit the drummer's snare drum between his legs and just jumped up and smacked him in the face. Instantly, blood everywhere.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
So he's bleeding profusely from the face. I think he got a couple of teeth knocked out. He finished that song. He tried to start another one like a champ and then finally went, look, I can't play. I can't play. And they had to cut off their set. Here's the thing. Two things. One, they were like, they gave me the microphone. They're like, I need you to go out there and tell people to stop throwing things. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
Because then they're going to start throwing things at you.
Right. But we had Saliva here like the next year or the year after, and their rider was no glass bottles allowed.
I don't blame them.
Yeah, right? No glass bottles at Saliva.
Although, how awesome did that look when it happened?
It was gnarly.
I mean,
it was gnarly.
Like, that's awesome if it doesn't happen.
Yeah,
to you.
I mean, great shot, but terrible shot. Like, why? Who does that?
206-803-ROCK. When were you at a show that got cut short? Chad from Tacoma, tell us your story.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy St. Patty's Day.
What's up, Chad? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too.
Yeah. So, my experience, I went to the White River Amphitheater with a couple buddies of mine years ago, and it was a show. It was Dragon Force, Disturbed, and Slipknot. And supposed to be a great show, you know, Slipknot headliner. And the one buddy who drove wanted to leave before Slipknot played because he wanted to beat traffic out of there.
Oh.
Yeah, if I'm going to see Slipknot and I'm that's the band I want to see, I'm like, you know, we're going to be stuck in traffic, buddy. That's just how it is.
Yeah, I mean, looking back on it today, you know, I should have just, like, found another ride out of there or called somebody to come get me, but I didn't think about it.
Well, dude, I thought when you brought up Slipknot, I thought it was going to be that Pain in the Grass one where they ended up not playing because we did Pain in the Grass and Slipknot was the headliner and everybody was there to see Slipknot.
For
that
sure.
Crowd, I mean, it was like I think like every couple of shirts were Slipknot shirts. And then we got word that Joey, the drummer who's unfortunately no longer with us, had some stomach issues or something was going on. That's at least what we were told.
Yeah.
And that the band was not going to be able to get up on stage and perform. And then I remembered, like, kind of going back to Ryan's thing where they're like, hey, go up there and say something. I remember them coming to me and being like, Steve, because usually I'm like the last person, I'm the sober person of our crew that's willing to still do like the last stage announcement.
Ugh.
They're like, go up there and tell everybody that Slipknot's not playing. I'm like, I'm not doing that.
They're going to kill me.
There is no chance. I'm leaving. Like, there's going to be a riot. And thankfully, in props to Corey Taylor and the rest of the band, they went up there and they broke the news. And they said, we'll come back. But, like, I don't think anybody else could break that news other than the members of Slipknot.
That is so brutal.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
Our contestant this morning, excited to play for these tickets, is Rachel from Moses Lake. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning.
Let's see who you are playing with. Will it be me or Migs?
All right, the wheel's spinning. Who will it land on?
Oh.
Who's it going to be? It's me. Let's go, Rachel.
All right, Rachel, here is your clip.
Nice.
Smashing Pumpkins today.
Nailed it.
Great work.
Hey.
Rachel, do you have an audience?
I do.
How many people are there?
Me and two others.
Nice.
Are they coworkers?
It takes a village.
So what's going on? Are you coworkers? You meet them at the grocery store? Who are these people?
It's my best friend for like 20 years. We're out thrifting and her boyfriend.
Awesome. Nice. What's their names? Give them a shout out.
We got Ginny G-String and Bennett.
Wait, your phone cut out for a second. Ginny G-String?
Yeah.
Is that a birth given name?
All right, Rachel, you and your friends have done your part.
I got to win these tickets,
Steve,
for Rachel.
Migs, do not disappoint this crew, right?
No, I do not want to let Ginny Jean's G-string down.
Here is your clip, Migs.
Oh, man, love this song. What It's Like, Everlast. You're going to see Papa Roach.
That is fantastic, Rachel. Congratulations to you and your pals.
Oh, thank you so much.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Knicks were playing the Heat at Madison Square Garden when the game had to be delayed for about 10 minutes because Tracy Morgan, the comedian, was there, and it appeared that he vomited courtside.
Oh, it didn't appear. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
It looked like an alien came out of him.
And not only that.
It was one of those, like, if you saw it in a movie, you'd be like, that is the most unbelievable reenactment of somebody hurling that I've ever seen. It was just like...
And he was having a nosebleed issue. He ended up having to leave on a wheelchair.
I hope he's going to be okay because I know he's had some health issues in the past.
For sure. So, you know, I do want to say, though, that the Knicks did go on to win. So they were obviously, you know, playing with him in mind, I think.
Oh, so now he's the good luck charm. Yeah. And so in order for... Tracy, what are you doing?
I mean, in a place that big with that much of an audience, that's a pretty awful place to throw up publicly.
Yeah, especially when you're somebody that people know who you are. So the next thing you know, all over social media, there's just plenty of videos and pictures. And also, I'm sure the last thing he wants to have is video of him being put into a wheelchair, having to be wheeled out, looking like he's just not doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, rough time.
That's kind of like... I don't know if you've ever had that kind of a situation happen to you where all of a sudden it's like all eyes are on you, but not for a fun reason. It's very embarrassing.
Are you talking about all the times you've passed out over the years?
Yes. There have been a few times where it's just like, you know, I wake up and I come through. One time at a radio convention and I passed out at the bar. It was a cigar bar.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, it was
so... The fumes probably got you.
It was hot, the smoke. I was in a conversation with somebody that was just, like, sucking the life out of me to the point where I felt like I was going to pass out. And in the back of my mind, I said, just pass out. You'll get out of this conversation.
Stop. Worth it.
Right. So then I just kind of collapsed. I'd land on, like, some very well-respected radio industry guy. Miss hitting the pool table by maybe 2 inches.
Oh my god!
I don't remember this because I passed out, but people were telling me like, dude, we thought for sure you were dead. And then I'm out, and then my eyes start opening up, and then there's just like a crowd of people around me. And my first thought was, why are all these people in my bedroom? Like, what? How did I get into the hotel, and why are they all standing over me?
Oh my god!
And that's when I realized that I've completely shut down this bar for a second.
They're like, everybody out.
Right.
That's terrifying.
It's so embarrassing.
I mean, so that's happened to you many, many times, but was that the worst?
You know, I mean, that was bad. I think the one that I still kind of am bummed about, no control over it, was when I was wrestling at SOS Pro Wrestling in Tacoma. And I took a crossbody, which is when someone jumps off the top rope, they land on you. But the way I landed, I land on my butt first, and I whiplash back and hit the back of my head on the ring, on the mat. And I instantly, I still don't remember what happened. Like, I mean, it was, I even went to the doctor to check it out, you know, because I was like, I don't have any concussion symptoms, but I know I got a concussion. And I told him what happened, like, oh, you had temporary amnesia or something along those lines.
Gosh.
But I mean, that one kind of bummed me out because then everything kind of stops and this entertainment all of a sudden gets very serious and it freaks some people out. And that's the last thing I want to do. And I guess while I was out, I'm still trying to get into the ring because I was awake. I was just out. And I'm like, I'm good, I'm good. They're like, no, you aren't. No, you're not good. We need to take you into the back.
Let's have a seat, sir.
Right.
Oh my gosh, and you're a hot mess.
I know, sometimes I feel that way. So then the EMTs are in there. Oh, they're asking all these questions, like those concussion protocol type questions. Like, what month is it? And I'm like, I don't know. Who's the president? I'm not sure. And like, I was aware. And like, they got that. I'm like, can you give me like maybe 45 seconds to a minute? Just because I'm like kind of... I'm in a weird, like, you know, hazy state, like, where I'm, like, looking around, like, where am I? What just happened? I needed to kind of, like, get my bearings. And,
oh, for sure.
You know, I get it. They have to ask these questions to make sure, but it was just one of those ones where I'm just like, man, that sucks. Like, everything just got shut down for a second.
So, wait, you played Beat Migs after you almost passed out in the
ring?
Oh,
yeah, brother. 10 out of 10.
What late 60s year?
I know. 1969. He's fine. He's clearly, his brain is still just as juvenile and stupid as it was when he didn't have a concussion.
Tracy Morgan delayed the Knicks game.
Have you ever delayed anything?
Oh, I mean, I guess a talent show one time. I blew my knee out during a talent show. Yeah, like I finished.
How bad?
I mean, I dislocated my knee. It was really bad. I had to go to the hospital afterwards. My parents had to take me to the ER afterwards. It was really bad. But at the time, I'm like, the show must go on. So I stood up and finished my stupid little dance with my friends and then collapsed backstage. And everyone's like, oh, what is happening? It was crazy. But, you know, good news. I got the surgery 20 years later and now I'm fine.
Are you going to sell this story to Disney? Because it sounds like a story of human triumph.
God.
I got back up and I finished my performance.
You know what? I was playing Danny Zuko in Greece.
Oh.
And we were right in the middle of Grease Lightning and I was killing it until my knee blew out.
Yeah, you can't stop.
The show must go on.
That's how the T-Birds would want it.
The Daily Migs Show.
What is the coolest thing that your parents ever got to see you do? Or what's the coolest thing that you have seen your kid do? So what's the coolest thing your parents got to see you do? Or what's the coolest thing you got to see your kid do? 206-803-ROCK. Now, I know we're going to talk to Buckner and his involves vomit.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm a little bit curious about that. But first, we're going to chat with Craig from Bothell. Craig, your dad watched you win a championship. What was this championship all about?
It was for football. But he had to watch me go... my first year ever playing. And it was peewee ball. So they had to do, like, the chains, the clock, and all that crud. And he was out there every Saturday with me. And for the end, my last game I ever played, we got to win championship.
That is awesome.
That's rad. Craig, what position did you play?
I was on both sides when I started, and then at the end I was just defense.
Nice.
Where did he take you after you won that championship?
I was up outside linebacker, right?
No, I mean, did you guys go to Red Robin or something fun like that?
Pizza Hut or whatever.
I always remember it was like Alfie's. Like, let's go hit Alfie's, man.
Nothing tasted better than after you won, I remember playing hockey and we'd win a game and we'd all go to, like, Coney Island hot dogs and be like, this hot dog tastes like victory.
Buckner from Federal Way, your parents got to watch you throw up. Tell us about that.
I ran my first marathon a few years ago, and I was so excited. I called Mom and Dad, and they flew all the way out to Utah to watch me run the race, and I did it, and it was one of the hardest things I've ever done in my entire life. And then I crossed the finish line, and Mom and Dad were over there at the side, and I kind of started running toward them, and then I started projectile vomiting all over the place. So thanks, Mom and Dad. They bought the plane ticket to watch their son puke all over the finish line.
So after that, where'd they take you to eat?
Buckner, was there any photo evidence of this?
Somewhere. I'm sure it's in my dad's camera phone somewhere.
I would love to be with your parents, a fly on the wall when they went back home and were having conversations with their friends. Like, well, how was Buckner's race? Well, let me tell you what happened.
Thanks, Buckner. Rock on.
I do like this text. In high school, I got arrested, dyed my hair, pierced my face, partied all the time, smoked weed. I was not a son to be proud of. Then I turned it around, joined the military. My mom was there for my boot camp graduation. I became her favorite son again.
Aw, and thank you for your service, good
Hell
sir.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
If you remember the first time you learned a bad word or the first time your kid learned a bad word, call us now, 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because yesterday Tatum almost learned a bad word, and it was all thanks to a parrot.
It was. We were watching YouTube videos about parrots. I came home and Tatum was working on a parrot impression. Not sure why, but then she's like, Dad, can we watch some YouTube videos of parrots? I'm like, sure. But in the back of my mind, I think about that time, Danny, you remember that, the parrot having sex audio.
Oh, yeah, I have.
And the parrots are cursing. So,
yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know if there's YouTube videos that I'd feel comfortable playing. So I wrote I did parrot videos suitable for kids.
Okay.
And I came across a bunch of fun parrot ones, and we were dying and laughing, like this one.
Peek-a-boo.
I see you.
Peek-a-boo.
I see you.
Goodbye.
So Tatum thought that was just hilarious, and she was doing that impression. And then, because it does like a montage and it clicks to another one, we're just sitting back, and then all of a sudden this happened. And I'm like, did that parrot just say the S word?
Those parrots are naughty.
And of course, Tatum's like, what was that? Because she was asking me what the parrots were saying, because she couldn't understand it sometimes. I'm like, I was talking about a ship.
Oh, yes, of course.
With a P, the boat. But I was like, oh, you got to be freaking kidding me. I said suitable for kids, YouTube.
206-803-ROCK. What was the first time that you dropped a bad word? We're going to talk to Mimi here in just a second, who let one rip in the cafeteria. But first, Bob from Puyallup.
Let what rip?
What was that word that you first said?
Well, mine wasn't necessarily a word. It was it was back when I was 4 years old, and I still remember it like it just happened yesterday. One of the older kids told me that flipping off meant you didn't want to do something. And it was just a code. It was a code that only kids knew. Parents didn't know it. So I'm down in the basement. My mom opens up the door up at the top of the stairs and asks me to come up and dump the garbage. And of course, I flipped her off and she, it was like a horror movie. Her feet never even touched the stairs.
I bet she's like,
she was on me in like 2 seconds.
So you are so done, buddy.
Oh my God. Bob's grounded.
That's amazing.
206-803-ROCK. Mimi in Kent, what was the word that got dropped in the cafeteria in second grade?
My parents were really, really strict, and I was very sheltered, so this wasn't an actual real bad word by societal standards, but I got in trouble for bringing home the word crap. I got grounded, and my mom sat me on the toilet and washed my house, my mouth out with a bar of soap, like, scrub my teeth, and I had to sit there for 15 minutes and think about what I'd said.
Well, I hope mom at least saw the irony in making you sit on a toilet because you said the word crap.
I think our moms might have been the same person, Mimi. That sounds exactly like something my mom would have done.
Yeah, I remember getting in trouble for hell, and now looking back on it, I'm like, that seems so crazy that my parents were that pissed, especially with the time. If you ever met my parents, they talk like sailors.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm like, this was the word that made you upset?
206-803-ROCK. Dirk from Tacoma, what word did you say in front of your mom?
I said MF-er while we were in Venice, and most of Venice heard me not say the word, but receive punishment for that, as my brother and my dad heard me bridges away. You know, they have the bridges across the canal. I said it as we were crossing a bridge, and my brother and dad were on another bridge, and they heard me getting the living ass beat out of me as I said, thought I'd try out my newfound word.
Hey, Derek, how old were you when you said this word?
I was probably 4.
Prime.
My mind would be blown if Tatum just dropped an MF-er. Oh my God. I'd have to do everything in my power to not laugh.
206-803-ROCK. Marie, you are in Everett. What was the word that your son said?
Oh, he was 3 years old. Innocent, beautiful little boy walking through Pike Place Market, saw a blown glass display. He's like, clear as a bell. Mommy, what the F is that? And I was like, they tell you, don't overreact. So I'm like, quiet in your quiet.
Oh, boy. I wonder where he learned that word, Marie.
Marie, you were doing so good.
We had so much faith in you.
He used it in context, but inappropriate.
When they use it in context, it's like, you got to try not to laugh.
Right.
Honestly.
It's adorable, but you know you can't encourage it.
No, not at all.
What the F is that?
The Daily Migs Show.